This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
B1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys Mail Sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout, you won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys Mail Sack.
Can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys Mail Sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's how you can email us at any time. Okay. We'll start with this one. Rise Guys, hook me up. Can I get her number? Rise Guys, hook me up. Can I get her number? And this is from Pat.
Huh.
You gotta be talking about Paige, right?
I
don't know.
Is he talking about somebody who he
maybe
heard
he
on
wants
the
to
show?
Get the mom that's getting the new boobs.
Maybe so. Maybe he is in any way involved in that way.
Oh.
Maybe Pat is a woman.
Could be.
There you go. Involved in that way.
I know who you're talking about now.
Who?
Well, now that he mentioned that, that Nine's favorite line. Old raccoon lady.
I bet that's what it's about, right, Matt, man?
I would assume.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me get to another one. I was hoping you'd play it right there.
I know. I was hoping we'd get
it. I got it. I don't know if you wanted to cue to it.
I live way out in the woods, and she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights, and we can hunt raccoons, and I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
I think that's who it is.
And, yeah, it sounds like it.
Pat. Pat might like a challenge if Pat's a guy, or it could be Patricia.
Mm-hmm. Good. Could be Pat, Patricia. Patrick?
All of those.
You can't assume.
Rise Guys, Damon Priest was really great in studio, but what really happened off air? Anything juicy? Did he really talk about hooking up with Lana? He was cool. I bet he told y'all a ton of stuff off the air. P1 Dirty Nuggets. No. I mean, he was cool, but like, everything on the air was on the air. Like he had, he didn't say yes, it's for sure her, but I mean it's on the internet. Just not gonna say it like right to his face in case he didn't want to be. Well, he's public about it, putting it on the internet, but I don't know.
And then he might not want to talk about it, you know, beyond just sharing a photo. He might not.
He wants to maybe date privately.
Yeah,
not acknowledge.
Understandable.
But then there wasn't like a lot of time we spent with him off the air. I mean, a couple minutes before we talked to him on the air, and then a couple minutes after, we're just taking pictures and stuff. There wasn't a whole lot of time really off the air.
No, I mean it was. There was nothing. Nothing. Am I missing anything?
He kind of made fun of somebody, but somebody everybody makes fun of.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wanted to call him Lewis, but I didn't do it. Say Lewis. Mm-hmm. How are you? That's his government name.
That might be Luis.
I was going to say Lewis. I don't have the Spanish accent.
I didn't know that was his.
Could be Lewis.
I didn't know that.
I think his last name is Hernandez, right?
That's punishment, Hernandez, to you, pal.
Yeah. You should have called him that. I felt like he would have appreciated it. But then again, maybe he wouldn't have. He'd be like, oh, we got a bunch of marks in here. They know all the names.
Oh, he knew that the minute he walked in the door. Yeah. I'm wearing a friggin' Scott Hall shirt.
It is something I mentioned to him before he left, though.
My camera laying there on, or my phone laying there on camera mode already.
Yeah. That is one thing I said after we got off the air with him is that I congratulated him on all his success because. And I told him that we sat around watching Punishment Martinez back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we remember. Yeah, I mentioned that to him. He knew we'd big marks.
He knows.
He could tell.
They probably appreciate to that to a certain point where you don't have to come in and just educate on everybody on who you are and or you know.
It's much easier to talk to people who know who you are than people who don't, yeah.
Except for the New Day who made fun of us for it to our faces, which was, you know. Kind of sucked, but whatever.
Well.
So do they.
You know. I mean, karma.
Karma.
Yeah. It's a B word.
Yeah, karma.
Yeah.
Karma.
Well, I mean, what's happened to them since then? A Devil's Threesome video? A world title reign that ended in terrible fashion to
a broke neck.
And a broken neck. That's what's happened to them since they came in here and made fun of this show.
It ain't enough. I want more.
And, again, they were like the biggest baby faces in the world at the time.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was out here with these honkies.
That's when
about
I was
wrestling.
That's when I was out with back surgery when they came in, so I missed them.
Oh, you wouldn't hear that?
Yeah, thing? I was out with back surgery when they were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't miss nothing.
Yeah, I know. I know. I wish I'd been here though to take the lump with y'all.
Well, I was trying to talk
I wanted to be dicks to me now.
Consequences Creed about our Xavier Woods about going to Furman.
Austin.
And he didn't want to talk about it at all. Mm-mm. Like, you just went to college right up the road here.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
We're talking New Day business. I'm like, God, do you have a baby mom up there that we don't know about or something? Why you don't want to acknowledge the Paladins?
Why are you ashamed of it, it seems like? That's what I would have thought. Are you ashamed of it?
Stacks afterwards. We'll have some breakfast.
No. He don't want to go there. They got too much Furman memorabilia hanging up on the walls.
Go ahead and leave stuff in and get out. Do your little promo.
I know. But, no, Damian Priest was great. That's one of those that first I was like, I'll be honest, I was like, oh, man, I don't know how he is, you know what I mean, one-on-one.
Yeah.
Or how that will go, but he was great.
Yeah. He's one of those guys who's exactly who I thought he was going to be, exactly how I ideally imagined he'd be.
Had you seen him do interviews before?
No, but his personality shines through on wrestling, I guess, so much that that's who he is.
Yeah. We got time for one more?
Yeah, you can do one, at least one.
I'm gonna do 14 then.
Do it. I double dog dare you.
Rise, guys. I'm writing this 2 hours before my alarm is set to go off. I started a new job in February with new hours. I'm supposed to get up at 4:30, but it's Sunday night and I can't sleep. I never get any sleep on Sunday nights anymore. Is that a thing for people who get up early? I swear I've heard you talk about struggling to sleep on Sunday nights. But it was before I had this problem, so I didn't pay too much attention.
Ha! Huh.
P1 Wisconsiner. Wisconsiner. Wisconsiner.
We're getting a lot of those.
Complicated.
I believe you're a Wisconumanist.
Yeah. I've talked about that before. I don't sleep well on Sunday nights. I did all right last night, though.
Specifically Sundays?
Yeah, yeah. The night I sleep worst is Sunday night, just to set my whole week up for failure, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure I'm tired all week long. I don't sleep well on Sunday night. It's not that I stay up too late. I just don't sleep good on Sunday night.
And you take no sleeping aids.
I took some stuff last night. That's why I slept better.
You know, if you take sleeping aids, you don't have to tell anybody now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
It's all commercial.
I saw that ad too. Yeah, I watched Jeopardy.
Detectable. I got a buddy who changed his schedule, sleeping schedule from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But he does it 7 days a week, even on the weekends.
How's he getting 7 hours in one shot?
I don't know.
Yeah, buddy.
I feel like, well, I said, you don't feel like you're missing out on the weekends? He said, not really. He just does everything during
children?
The day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, all right, fat boy, do you feel like you miss out on a weekend if you – because you generally are a homebody, and if you're not going out, you still got to stay up late? You might as well just go to bed early, right?
I can't physically stay up late.
Yeah, I'm there.
Like I'm zonking out.
Look at you.
Now, if I wasn't a great big fat person, as Buffalo Bill would say, maybe I could, you know, stay up a little
bit. Yeah, I get you there.
But if you settle down at night, it's easy to fall asleep. Like you're sitting somewhere for a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
All I have to do is it be like after 6 p.m. when I put on something I want to watch on TV, I'm out like a light.
It's me.
I'm just out.
Unless I'm overly tired, then it's hard to get to sleep when you're just exhausted.
But y'all were texting me, Fatboy9, on Saturday at 1:38 a.m.
I'd already been to sleep and gotten back up.
Oh.
Yeah,
I had to take a nap.
You text at 1:38 a.m. and then again at 8:40 a.m. So you got it. Okay.
7 hours.
Yeah. Well, no, I'd been up and down a couple of times. That night I took 3 different naps.
So I say that about Throw Mama from the Train? I'm just kidding.
It was fun.
Terrible movie.
All right, we need to break there. When we come back. Rise, guys, I have a relationship issue. I really don't know how to proceed here. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Probably something they're overblowing. Something small.
I would like to know more about this relationship issue and see if we can help them proceed.
Yeah, I'm reading it now.
Uh-huh.
You guys are great at giving advice. But I mean, I don't know. Do we know that that's true? I mean, we give out advice. Do we know that it was actually good?
Warranted.
Well,
we are great at giving it out. That part is true.
Is it good advice?
We're great at giving it, whether it's good or not.
Well, we'll see if we can't help out anonymous period next.
Okay.
They put a period at the end, Fred Sanford. SANFORD, period. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRG's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer. With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1's listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1's know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Sorry, I didn't cue this up.
I was about to drop it. Well, I was ready.
Oh.
Wow. Come on, man.
I like the bro. What?
I ain't gonna do the mob that way.
You know, this is wild because this is Kendrick and Drake together.
I mean, that's
very rare.
Champagne Poppy.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Mm-mm.
As soon as possible, Rocky. On this one as well?
Yep.
He could even play like 3 seconds of what he said right there.
Oh my God.
I let her. I think they passed on the radio edit. Like, ah, we're good.
He'll figure it. I love Tommy. Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. Oh, Our boss is bobbing right now. He's like Jey Uso going down 85.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I'm going to kill him when I get there.
I'm going to yeet on
no
all
yeet.
Of you.
No yeet. No yeet. Yeet out the door.
Yeah, the back one.
Okay. Rise, guys. I've got a relationship issue. I don't really know how to proceed here. Oh, the timing was appropriate there with that song. It's not that type of relationship, though. It's me and my sister. She's having fertility issues currently, and I feel a little guilty because I got 2 kids of my own. I want to address this with her, but I don't want to remind her of the situation she's going through, but I don't know how to address it. I feel like I need to, though. I feel guilty for having kids of my own, and that's a weird feeling, man. I don't really know what to do. She's 35. She's been trying forever. I just feel really bad for her. Guys are great at giving advice, so that's why I thought I'd run it by you. Anonymous, period. I don't think you need to address it. She knows.
I'm trying to figure out how there's an issue here concerning her. This is all just internal issue, right, with him or them?
I think very much so, unless she's going through a tough time now. Maybe he didn't relate that to us.
Yeah.
She's having fertility issues currently. Maybe she doesn't have anyone fertilizer.
I mean, what's? I just don't know.
I was hoping the email wasn't go to that.
Yeah, I just don't know what the emailer's issue is.
I don't either.
That was left out.
I guess he wants to say, hey, look, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't think you need to have a conversation with her.
I mean, that seems to be the way people handle stuff these days. Like, I feel like when we give people advice, they don't do it.
We don't know. They don't ever.
That's true.
It's just easier for people not to talk to people.
And wouldn't it be kind of weird if he just randomly called her and said, I want to talk to you and see if you've been to an infertility doctor?
I imagine she's throwing some stuff out there, like, you know.
Yeah, either that or he's getting it through his mom.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Moms that can do it to those type of privy situations.
That's what I was going to say. It's one of those conversations that the other party has to kind of start if it's going to happen.
Yeah, and I don't know that. I mean, it's like if you were her sister, you know, mm-hmm. that maybe would come up more. I don't know. I wouldn't feel guilty about it. I mean, it's not a guilt thing. Give her one of yours then if you feel so bad.
Or have a surrogate that you know.
Again, I don't think a brother should set up a surrogate for his sister.
No, that's maybe just not. Creepy and weird.
Yeah, so I don't think, Anonymous, I don't think you need to address it at all.
That's what your dad they call. Son, your sister's barren. Have a good day. We'll see you this weekend.
Women aren't barren. Dudes are, right?
Well.
I don't know the terminology. It's probably changed now.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can have fertility issues.
Barren isn't a very nice thing to say to somebody.
Barren was, that's the word that was in
that's Trump's name, his son's name.
Wasn't barren like biblically used some, barren?
Yeah, she was a barren woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Abraham's wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see Barren graduate? Kid's huge.
Dude, when did that, I mean, it's just like yesterday, little Barren Trump.
He's the size of Barren Corbin.
Tall.
He looks like he could be one of
6'7".
Ricky Stenhouse's freaking crew members.
Mm-hmm.
See Trump standing up and cheering with Secret Service all behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy Clements, if you're listening, I want you to hire that crew chief guy just for security.
I get him.
Uh-huh.
One that said, get off this trailer, MF-er.
Yeah, the great bigot who just cleared the trailer like he's holding the ring by himself. Yeah.
And whoever he was, he pushed. If you haven't seen this from last night's All-Star race, whoever he pushed got up, and he pushed him right back down again.
Like, the one guy he pushed off, and the guy got back up like he's trying to get in his face, but then thought better of it. Yeah.
Phew. My God. NASCAR should start a football league.
Yeah.
Rock and buy that one, too.
That one dude is a hoss. He was on Bush's crew, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Bush, yes.
You know, Kyle's not a little dude. Like, he, Keselowski, and Logano, these are tall dudes that are kind of thick.
Mm.
Tony Stewart, though.
Oh, yeah, he was a little shorter, fatter, but, you know. He
said meatball earlier made me think of him.
Yep.
Drive his Mahindra up on you. Scoop you up.
All right. I'm going to read this one.
Sorry for your sister.
Matt Man, don't worry. I have an annoying coworker like nine. I hate reading texts around him and showing any body language. He's always like, what's wrong? Everything all right? Or God forbid, I have a thought and laugh about it. He always says, what's so funny? I tell him, I just thought of something funny. He says, well, what was it? I finally give in and tell him something insane. Like when I LOL sometimes, he says, what is so funny? I quickly say something like, oh, I ran over 3 people on the way to work. Anyway,
oh my God.
9 ain't that bad, I figure, but I wanted to simpatsy with you, Matt Man.
Simpatsy.
Look at it. Symphatze. Simpatsy. Love the show. And that comes from P1 Keenan. And or Kel.
Oh, we don't know which one.
One of the two.
Okay.
Or both. I was screwing with Jimmy the other day about that. Although this morning, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
We had fun with it.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it is just, it's a fun little thing.
But other people probably start fighting each other at other jobs.
Well, I mean, I'm very like if I'm somewhere and someone says they're looking at their phone like oh my god I'm purposefully not asking.
Yeah, I figure they want you to.
I know, and I.
But then when you do, they act like they didn't want you to. You just set me up for it, and I asked. Then you act like you didn't want me. Well, you should have shut up. Then you shouldn't have been reacting to stuff you don't want me to ask about.
What are you laughing about over there? Oh,
I can't tell you.
He only knew.
Test results came in.
I'm undetectable. I can do whatever.
Yes, they're positive then. Yeah, I don't know.
I can tag all the dudes I want now. I'm undetectable.
Oh, God.
I don't have to tell them either.
Don't even.
What's so funny? Oh, my brother, brother wanted to go to Red Lobster for dinner, but I have to tell him he can't now.
I think.
Not in Myrtle Beach, please.
That's a lot of them. I think a lot of people do that out of paranoia. But I'm not paranoid, and I am paranoid in general, but when I ask that, I'm not being paranoid.
You're just looking for something to laugh at.
Yeah, I want to share. I want to share in the joke.
I'm just looking at my credit score.
Oh, you want to see mine? You really laugh.
What about your credit score, though? RiseGuys@AOL.com. You guys have done this before, but I need help. That was my chair. No, what were you laughing at?
It's
wait a minute, I'm doing the 9.
You just did it.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. Like, I'm like, man, I got to get out of here. And I'm like, where are you going? What you got to do? Where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, I just made it up, man. I'm going to stay here until tomorrow.
But the 9 shares information with us. Like,
maybe one day you'll live in a world where nobody gives a damn what you do and you'll be happy.
See, you can't win.
But see, I feel that was some toward me.
No, I don't think that. I was just messing with Fat Boy.
Oh, Lord.
I'm curious, man. I want to know things.
No, I know what you mean.
What you got to do today, Fat Boy?
What you got? You see that surge?
What you doing every show today?
I know it. That's why I don't bring it up.
Oh, my bad for helping you out. My bad for doing you a favor. I won't do it again, I swear.
It ain't me. I don't mind.
I promise I won't do you that favor again.
I don't mind it. I just know it bothers other people.
Bring back memories of my childhood now. I said we could go, Mary. I was being nice.
God almighty, I was being nice.
We ain't going.
I was being nice.
I saw you can't do nothing nice no more.
People bust your ass about being nice, too.
I saw your face when I mentioned it. We ain't going now.
We ain't going.
I see why she did it now. I understand Mary better. She's just trying to be nice, getting balls busted, and said, well, I give up.
Look what happens. Not going to try anymore.
But at least you're not stomping down the hall to go to our office and slamming the door.
Lord, no, I don't want to walk nowhere.
You guys have done this before, but I need help. I need two streamers, max, that I can subscribe to. I thought I could go off just an antenna, but let's be honest, that sucks and there's nothing to watch. But listen, I ain't spending $100 on television. So give me two good options of what I need to see. I'm going to get that. No pressure, LOL. Doug, Greenwood, SC. Emerald City.
You going to spend some money, Doug?
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
I don't. I have no advice for you.
I really can't because I don't know what you like to watch.
That's true.
That's asking a lot out of us.
Like, I don't know if you watch the news or do you watch gay porn all day. I don't know. Buddy.
Maybe it's a third thing. Some people watch other stuff.
Oh, my God. On TV?
He left out a lot of details.
Is there a porn streaming channel now that I'm missing?
I think that's what BritBox is.
It's old internet.
What is it?
The internet.
Yeah, do you put that on your TV, though?
I mean, you could.
You can get busted with that.
You can totally put the internet on your TV.
No, but I mean, never mind. You have other members of your family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's not like an app you can download on Roku for it that I'm aware of.
Oh, is there not?
No.
Like, there is, I mean, I'm not playing it. I mean, there's not like a Pornhub app or whatever?
I mean, I've never seen one.
That the company seems to have no issues with us mentioning over and over constantly in news stories and stuff.
It's fine. Yeah. Fatboy, do you know of one? Because you'd know more than I would. You watch more of that stuff than anybody on earth.
I don't think so, but I love when people go to the Chai lot and they say, hey, man, I bought me a box that's got literally 1,000 channels on it, and I paid like $20 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they never work.
Yeah, just never. Like the video game system in the early 2000s where it came with 200 games on it. They're
all bad.
They were like trial, like two or three levels of the games, or they were like bootleg versions of the games.
Oh, I think got some of those they can put thousands of old games on them.
You're playing Fragger?
Mm-hmm.
Not even the real thing?
Yep.
It's like breaking Fragger. Fire sticks back in the day. They never worked with the repos.
Oh, man, but you're just constantly updating it. And then still not able to watch anything hardly ever.
Let me watch a fight. This, you know, broadcast in Korean. Looper can understand it, but nobody else could.
It's broadcast in Korean. You got a 75-inch TV, but the fight is displayed the size of a postage stamp in one corner. Yeah, it's awesome. Those things are great.
Great.
You remember the thing was getting attacked? The little people were buying the Nintendo fake ones off of Amazon, but they were putting like racist games on them and other stuff that like kids were playing.
Ew.
Who did we know that bought a brick and it was supposed to have been a...
Somebody's husband.
Okay.
Somebody who does hair's husband. I mean, I don't know if I should say her name or not.
You start doing your bangs all of a sudden.
Like, somebody who does hair's.
Mo Howard, that's who it was.
Somebody who does hair's husband went to buy, like, it was like a PS4 when it came out and got a block of wood.
There's a block of wood in the box shrink wrap.
Yeah.
And then his kid opened it.
The block of wood for the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God,
is that a parking lot sale?
Yes.
I bought blank DVDs one time at the Ingalls parking lot back in the early 2000s. They were completely blank.
If you'd bought them inside the store, they'd have worked.
I know.
Maybe.
That's where they offered that and cool high school attire.
I don't know what streaming service. Do you like wrestling?
I fart on the East Side shirts when I walk by.
Yeah, you do. If you like wrestling, I guess get Peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peacock's a good one. They got murder mysteries.
And I'll tell you what has just a bevy of movies and infinite stuff to watch is just regular old YouTube, man.
That's good.
Never run out of movies and stuff on there, ever.
I deleted three of my services. I only have two now.
What'd you delete?
I deleted Hulu, Disney, and Paramount.
Yeah, I got off that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Technology's not good.
I realize I don't really watch much off of any of those.
But he's trying to work off an antenna. What a puss.
So I kept Netflix, Peacock, and Max.
Oh, he's got to get Netflix, man. They're making it now where you can't, you know, be without it.
Yeah, you got to see the fight and Monday Night Raw and stuff.
The roast.
Yeah.
Others? I got to finish watching that. You just reminded me. I got to watch that Ashley Madison thing. I watched the first episode of it. It was real good.
No, you were raving about how good it was.
Yeah, it was very, very good. Very good. Oh, man. Very good.
Those guys got took.
I have plans now today.
Mm-hmm. Something to do.
What are you doing after show, man?
I have, huh?
What are you doing after show, man?
Where are you going?
Wait, what's up?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
I'm going to watch Ashley Madison.
Oh, okay.
Not the website, but the documentary.
Tell me how it is.
I will. Do I need to do another one here?
I can take a break.
Okay. When we come back, I did that one already. All right. Are there any, I'm going to just say this. There's two emails I'm going to get to. I hate both of them.
Okay, good.
And that's just me saying that. I could be completely wrong. Okay. I'm doing them under duress.
Okay.
One of them, I don't understand. The second one, I just hate.
Okay.
I don't like the tone, and it's not constructive either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like very dickheady.
Oh.
Ish. Dickheady-ish. You know him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Hell of a nice guy.
All right, we'll take a break. We come back. More
bad emailer.
Right. Right. More of the Rise Guys mail sack. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Morning show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Naked.
And Fatboy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
The Rise Guys.
Now it's picking which one to do first.
Oh, no. If you don't like either one, that's a very tough choice.
Yeah, and also I hate being biased. I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real, Matt Mann.
Thank you.
I'll start with the one that I just don't understand. And that one goes a little something like this.
Okay.
Dear Rise Guys, do you, any of you guys have any interest in learning magic? Swear I'm not just trying to get on your show, though I would love to be a guest.
Well, who wouldn't?
I'm a magician from the mountains of North Carolina. I love to share my craft if someone is worthy of the blessing. You all seem like you would honor it appropriately, mainly because of your ties to professional wrestling.
Kayfabe is both.
Just reaching out in case any of you are aspiring magicians learning to get started. I would love to show you the way. Thank you. P1, Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Only am I laughing because of your funny name.
Abracadabra's great.
You practicing some black magic stuff or whatever. Yeah. White magic, whatever.
Well, white magic would be good, right?
I don't
know. White witch.
The only good black magic's in Columbia.
Yeah.
Secondly, I would love to share my craft if someone is worthy of the blessing.
And then we all are, though. We all seem worthy of the blessing.
But what? So you're saying mainly we would honor it. Basically, we would not tell everybody how Abracadero did the trick.
Yeah, yeah. We would uphold kayfabe.
Yeah,
because you remember back in the 90s, like A&E, it was always the pro wrestling secrets revealed or breaking the magician's code.
Yeah.
The masked magician.
Yeah.
Smoking mirrors.
The masked magician, and they had the masked wrestler, too.
Who was it? You know who it
was?
Oh,
it came out years ago.
I never found out.
Me neither.
It was some guy from California, like one of those guys from that place, the big fat guy that produced Mike Mondo and them. I think it might have been one of his guys.
Oh, it wasn't one of Masterman's, was it?
One of his guys, one of the promoter's guys. I think it was somebody from one of the California indie guys from back in the day.
Promoter was like, yeah. God, he's like a meatball with legs.
You got payments. I'm going out of town.
A lot of promoters are like meatballs with legs.
Yes. What the hell?
I know what I'm doing after I retire from here.
Could have been a UPW guy.
I'm kidding. I'll never retire from
I don't That's know true. What.
They won't let you.
I don't know what to say to that.
I just imagine it like, well, Matt, it might not work out for you because, you know, you usually have the closet full of, and if you got the magic closet and the sex toy closet, you might be pulling the wrong rabbit out of the hat.
True. Yeah, I no longer have a sex toy closet.
Yeah, that's good. I no longer
have that.
Can he teach sleight of hand? I mean, I'd like to know that.
You want to do card it tricks? So you can pickpocket people.
Foot pocket them.
Being a magician seems like it'd be fun, but it also seems like it wouldn't. Seems like you'd get made fun of a lot nowadays if you were trying to be a magician. And all you're trying to do is spread joy and fun, but you're going to get just blistered by it.
But you have to, like, you dress different. You're, like, they all dress the same,
kind of.
I go to barbecue joints on a Thursday night.
Just wear tuxedos like you used to back in the day.
You don't need the cape with the red inside that doubles as your Dracula costume for Halloween. You don't need that.
You can always show your skills at barbecues and parties.
You don't need to basically be dressed like Mr. Hyde for no particular reason.
I'd like to do an impression of a famous magician, if you allow me. Okay. Ready? Watch this. It's David Blaine.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was great.
Watch this.
We're going to do a card trick that you're going to love.
I'm going to stay awake for 18 straight days, hanging in Times Square.
Whatever you think I am.
His childhood friends with DiCaprio.
You're making me sleepy.
Yeah, you should see him live.
Do you think this dude who emailed us does like children's birthday parties and after his tricks he goes, Abracadero?
Should.
Say it with me, kids. Abracadero.
Yes.
So I'm Donnie.
So Abracadero.
That laugh, I swear.
Am I white or black? I'm both, actually.
Scary.
A mix of everything.
I am you. You or me, we are us. I'm going to disappear now. Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, I also hate this email.
Oh, no.
I do encourage you to email, though. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. Don't let my bad attitude keep you from doing it.
This will be the last one, though.
Yep.
I like the magic email, but I don't know if magician's in my future.
It's not going to work on radio either.
No.
Like, it's just.
It doesn't.
I mean, it can be on video stream, but then again.
Most people listening.
Yes.
But they're like the same vein of hypnotists.
We've had that before, and that was a total, complete waste of time.
It was. Mm-hmm.
It took the guy an hour to get it ready.
We're like...
like, literally, to go and get the person, and...
we're not the room for a hypnotist, though, at all.
No.
Like, we're all fairly paranoid, skeptical people, and we're not just going to give ourselves over to it because we're too concerned about what you're doing.
Yes. Plus, we're already getting sleepy.
You really got to, you really, if that's going to have any chance
still
of working,
sleepy.
You really got to give yourself into it. And nobody in this room is going to do that.
No.
Mm-mm, no.
Not at all.
I wouldn't want to be hypnotized.
No. Exactly. That's why you can't hypnotize, because we don't want to be.
I'm not letting my mind go to someone else.
A big part of hypnotism is you have to be willing. Like, that's even when they do stuff on movies where it gets all swirly, hypnotic stuff, I look away, dude. I don't even watch. I really won't watch. You agree.
It's absolutely true.
Yep.
I mean, it's absolutely true.
There was one that movie.
A spell is you're spelling it.
Yeah.
Out.
That movie, Late Night with the Devil, about the possessed thing on the late night show in the 70s I was bragging about a couple weeks ago. It had a lot of that in it. Yeah. And every time they do that on the screen, like, nope, not looking.
No, not going to happen.
I got my wife looking away. She's like, I don't want to look
away.
I don't even look at grandfather clocks with the pendulum.
No.
Like, oh, I'm looking away.
Clocks, he said. The
Clocks.
Other,
yes. The other ones I gander at. I hate this email. Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, I love your show, but I want to be honest with you. I check out Ring of Fire. It was fun at first, but now it's getting stale. I don't care how many names you can think of or make up. How about doing it for one segment instead of playing a game, an entire game by yourselves for an entire hour? I tune out while listening and get bored. P1 Right Said Fred. I hate you, Fred.
And your mesh tank tops.
I hate you. You know why you don't like it, Fred? You ain't good at it.
Fishnet tank top wearing.
We're talking about making up names. I like it, and I'm horrible at it.
I love it.
It energizes me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Like, if I'm having a low energy day and we play Ring of Fire, it jacks you up.
So I'm thinking of one now off of his, Fred. It's going in my head, Fred Savage.
Fred Phelps.
You're going in backwards order?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Michael Phelps.
Again, opposite order. You're mm-hmm. going back to you. Very selfish.
Mm-hmm. Digger Phelps. I play with myself in the car.
I believe it.
But what about the game? first of all, we've never played it for a whole hour.
No.
Ever? We've never played it more than two segments.
Two segments in a row. That's about all you get.
I think.
Which is about a half hour.
Yeah. So,
the whole show.
Fred, sorry. Ooh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll keep playing it.
You go to hell, Fred.
Suck it.
Go to hell.
Go somewhere else.
It's all right if you don't like it, but we're still going to do it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one more.
You got one more to do? Do one more.
It's real quick.
All right.
Fred Taylor?
Yep. And Andy Taylor.
Uh-huh.
I love the After Hours podcast, and I'm glad it's back. Do you ever hold anything back to save for the show? To be honest, I think I prefer listening to the pod sometimes over the show. It seems less structured and more up in the air, quote. Do you like doing one more so than the other? I enjoy the episodes. It's definitely better than one a week, and that's what you used to do. P1, control, alt, my meat.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
What a name.
We had great P1 names today.
Yeah. I showed my fancies years ago where I said, if you got a boring name, if you have a fun P1 name, it gets my attention more. So I think they alter them now just to get them read.
That's why we have P1 Abracadero now.
I need both of them. I like them both equally. I mean, I really
mm-hmm.
I really enjoy
them. I agree with you on that. I enjoy them in different ways. I like how that one's kind of chill and I'm at my house.
Yeah.
But I like the energy of coming in here and doing this. It's different.
Yes. The language is held a lot looser on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
which it's not like, oh, it's just how I would normally talk anyway.
Yeah, it isn't like overtly vulgar. It's just mm-mm. a little more colorful when you get here.
No. Matter of fact, like several episodes ago, I felt like I was getting a little vulgar and suddenly my microphone was having issues.
It started cutting out, bro. I was going over to Matt's house and jiggling his cord.
Well, it was a question.
I was unplugging his microphone, too.
About your favorite sex positions. You know, and I was like, man, if there's...
You got to go into it if you're going to do it.
You do, and maybe you don't know the name of the position, so you have to literally describe it,
mm-hmm.
and then it just... I still don't know. I don't want to Google it because I don't know how to Google it.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun pod.
I'm on my back with my legs in there. She's standing over me.
Hmm.
I don't know what that's called.
I don't either, man.
I I've not tried it. I don't want to.
Well, the position doesn't change, right? Just the people. So it would still be the same. But it's weird looking.
It takes away the riding and more of the commandeering.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, there's that.
Well, if you don't have a lot to work with, it ain't going to work anyway.
Well, I could do it. I'm just not going to.
It's like the helicopter. You can't do that. That don't look like fun.
I don't have one preference over the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy the doing it whenever we want, that thing. But that wouldn't work on this show.
Because no.
No one would ever know when we were on the air.
You wouldn't be able to tell, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. There'll be a new episode of After Hours up today.
Oh, what is this one about? Because we record several at a time, and I often forget.
It'll be the second one we recorded the other day.
What would you title it?
I don't remember, man.
Oh.
That's a
good title.
That should do well on the SEO.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But at this moment, I swear, and this might help you sell it to people. I don't remember what it's about. I don't, man. I swear I don't. I can't.
I don't. Don't look at
me. I know. We knew one of us does, but it'll be up after this show.
I don't.
I like it. I see what you're doing.
No, it's not, not a. No, it's not a. Oh, they must have said something bad. Don't even. I don't remember.
I'm sure we use language, but I don't know what it's about.
It's usually me that does it a little more.
I like it. I'm like, man, we should do more, to be honest with you.
More cussing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be the last thing. Like, radio will be the South Carolina of laws as far as, like,
yeah,
you know, people, it's, teachers will be saying the F word at school, and we'll be like, oh,
blank.
Yep.
You know.
Fail. They already say it.
Fail?
The F word at school.
Oh. It's
the teacher's favorite F word. Fail.
Oh, I'm a failure.
But what when we was going, was it?
So No Child Left Behind passed, and you got to pass them.
Yeah.
All right, let's end it right there, because the rest of these are worse than the other ones. I mean, they're just, you know. Okay, here, I'll read this. Has Fat Boy lost any weight? He said he weighed 365 pounds, but he said that he started. You didn't say you were starting to work out again, did you?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you're a liar, emailer.
Somebody wants me to.
Somebody thought had a dream about you and then made it real.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know what
that's stress. About.
I don't feel like it. I'm kind of too afraid to weigh myself. So.
To weigh yourself?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want to see that number. Sideways eight, whatever that means. Get off. That's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, sideways eight.
Says F U.
You weigh error.
You weigh ERR pounds.
If you have questions, especially for those of you that podcast that can't call in live or live text, the Rise Guys at AOL.com.
By the way, Fat Boy, the only reason we know what a scale says when you exceed the weight limits because we've done it.
Oh my gosh.
Speak for yourself. Paige?
Yeah.
What is up in the. I've never weighed over 350.
That's good.
That's the exception, right?
They vary. Some okay. of them stop at 300.
Oh, screw that.
I wouldn't step on one of those. I ain't going to try. I know better.
Oh, no. Ain't nothing worse than breaking a scale.
I think some of them stop
at 200. I broke the glass on one before.
Back when we were kids, they stopped at 250, a lot of them. People have gotten fatter. They had to make them go higher.
Did it break in the middle?
It was the base was glass.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to step on one
side,
it snapped right off. I broke chairs. I've... Hearts.
I always thought it was weird they started making scales out of that tempered glass stuff like that.
Really?
I'm going to cut my foot, man.
I have a nice one like that.
Well, I'm going to come weigh myself at your house.
Okay, baby. I'll bring it in. It's small.
I'll probably lose about 3 pounds before I weigh myself.
Okay, you ever weigh anything your jewelry else? Off.
I'm going to use your restroom.
You're going to go bathroom.
Me?
Yeah. You ever weigh anything
Are
else
you getting on? Kinky over there?
Just
no.
curious. Like, I wonder how much he's
We weighing. Had that conversation years ago. There's no way to weigh.
Really?
Not with it still
I'm
attached.
I'm not going to lay on the ground and put. I mean,
just hold it.
How
up.
Am I doing
you
this?
You couldn't. There's no way.
No.
Just bounce it on the scale. Just hold it.
Okay, you're weird.
We were going to ship them to Spartanburg.
I'm
going to
go into
no
a produce section and do it there.
That'd be perfect.
That would be good.
They got digital there now, too.
It's just you wait. Just for you, Fat Boy.
Look at the size of melons over there,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Paige, what yes, is up sir. In the Plex?
Well, there's a King of the Hill reboot in the works, and I'm going to tell you who grows up to be a fusion chef next in Rise Guys headlines.
I'm going to say Con Jr.
Makes sense.
There's only one kid on the show, right?
That's great.
Makes sense.
Is Joseph, Con, Bobby?
Joseph.
I didn't. Oh, okay. I was just thinking of Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll find out who is going to be. I don't know what a fusion chef is. That like a sous chef?
One of these fancy restaurants downtown now. Fusion.
That's how they identify.
Mm. Oh. Well, excuse me.
They cook Fords.
Ford nice.
My God.
You know what Ford stands for?
Give me a number two, half and half. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.